Digital Media Insider, Episode 8, February 23, 2007. Welcome to Digital Media Insider from O'Reilly.com. On our website, we explore the future of audio, video, and photography to help you get more creative with technology. I'm David Bettino, and I edit the audio section of the site. This week's show is based on an email from one of our listeners. Todd writes, "Most podcasts have horrible theme music, mine included. What can we do to rid the world of horrible theme music and still keep things pod safe?" To answer that, I spoke with BJ Lederman, the Emmy Award-winning composer for National Public Radio. If you've spent any time at the bottom of the dial, you've heard his incredibly catchy themes, such as this one for NPR's Morning Edition. Or if you listen in the afternoon, you've probably heard this BJ Lederman theme from American Public Radio's Marketplace. Before we get to the interview, though, I wanted to address the second part of Todd's question. How do you make sure your music is legal to broadcast? Since O'Reilly Digital Media is a how-to site, my favorite answer is, write it yourself. It's easier than you might think. Here's a podcast theme I wrote, essentially by dragging little blocks of sound around on my computer screen. About the only part I played live was the melody.
Distributing the future broadcast August 21, 2006, open source at Microsoft.
The future is going to be bigger than the past. There's going to be more happening. Connected systems, connected devices, connected data. What can we do in that world that will be interesting, powerful, and useful?
Changing the world through capturing the knowledge of innovators.
The future is here. It's just not evenly distributed yet.
Welcome to Distributing the Future from O'Reilly Media. I'm Daniel Steinberg, and each week we bring you the technology and the people behind what you use now and what you'll use next.
That was Distributing the Future, hosted by Daniel Steinberg. You can hear the complete episode, plus about 45 more, at O'ReillyNet.com/future. Production-wise, the theme is pretty simple. I used just 7 tracks in my recording software, Ableton Live. And there are just 3 basic stems or instrument groupings. First, there's the melody. I played it on a sine wave that I ran through Live's chorus and delay effects. Later on, I doubled the melody line with a distorted sawtooth wave. Then there are 3 drum tracks, which are just loops with an occasional snare or cymbal added. Finally, there are the chords. The bell sound is a software synthesizer I ran through a tempo-synced delay. The sustained sounds are wave files I downloaded. Notice that I also dropped in another drum loop to beef up the sound. And here it is all together. To read more about how I put that piece together, see the show notes at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. It's pretty amazing what you can do with today's music technology. BJ Lederman told me he wouldn't have had any kind of musical career if it hadn't been for the Macintosh. I asked him what's involved in creating a radio theme.
Well, usually when a radio show wants to do a theme, they think of it in terms of a package.
Mm-hmm.
They think of a main theme, which is usually talked all over now. And a closing theme, which is usually a longer variation of the main theme, so they can talk right up until the very end melody statement. And a whole package of bumpers, which are just very short, 5-second, 10-second, 2-second things, they may be called stingers, based on the main theme. Or if not the melody of the main theme, have some sort of sense in the orchestration or the arrangement that it's from the same package. It gives the whole show some kind of, you know, cohesive sound.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay Kernis, who was one of the original producers of Morning Edition, he invented something called the Bleeble. B-L-E-E-B-L-E.
Mm-hmm.
Which is nothing more than a longer stinger, but it's a repeating phrase. He probably invented the original loop, and I didn't even know it. Come to think of it right now. It was way before sampling, and it was just, he said, give me something that's just sort of repeats and goes round and round. So that end part of the original Morning Edition theme where it goes da 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 boom da 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 da. So we would loop that for, and when I say loop, I mean play it with our fingers for, you know, 20, 30 seconds, and then come back and lay a legato violin line or something over it so it wouldn't be too boring. That's a bleeble. And usually the local stations talk over that, too. So the same idea can be applied to podcasts if you do want to make your podcast sound, you know, more, quote-unquote, professional and more radio-like. What you really want to do, though, you know, as far as legally, to make sure that the only safe way to go is to have BJ Lederman do your theme.
Mm.
And then, you know, there's no question to ask. It's legal, it's guaranteed to draw mega listeners, especially public radio refugees. No, he works cheap, too. He works for Mentos and Snowcaps.
So Mentos and Snowcaps are the secret behind BJ Lederman's music. But how does he make his theme so catchy? Just listen to this clip from NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. I asked BJ what the real secret was.
I used to say, I hate to say it, but I really don't hate to say it anymore, melody.
Uh-huh.
You know, it doesn't matter what kind of orchestration, but something about a melody that will first and foremost stick in someone's mind. And let's face it, when, you know, they want a theme, they want something that brings listeners back, that has an identity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually, I'm not saying always, but usually the melody that does that. If not, a very, you know, let's say a very ballsy rhythmic structure or sound effect type of thing. You know, Marketplace, which starts with just that bell, that dong, that's all they'd have to play. It's so identifiable now.
Mm.
You know, they played it for so long, and frankly, that's all they really do play. Actually, I don't know if many of the groove-based themes will have that much staying power. I still have a feeling that the melodies to, say, a Sting song will be running around in his head before a Dave Matthews type song.
I also wondered about the pacing of professional theme music. For example, does the composer have to state the melody within a certain number of bars?
That's an interesting question.
not a set ball length, but it's got to be on the short side because someone's got to start talking soon.
Right.
And that's been my biggest pet peeve about the whole thing. It's not simply because I want people to hear 3 minutes of my music. I do, but there's a different place for that, and that's called my CD, which is where, I don't know.
BJ Lederman's upcoming CD is called Life at the Bottom of the Dial. You can check its progress at bjlederman.com. Here's one of the songs that will probably be on it, BJ's theme for NPR's Weekend Edition. So, what's the real value of theme music?
It's the music that delivers the emotion of the show, that sets up the emotion of the show. Certainly on the TV side, ever since the brainchild who thought up the handoff, I think it's called, where they go from the end of one show directly into the beginning of another with no theme or anything. Okay, they've got their viewers because they haven't had time to get up and go to the bathroom and make their sandwich or whatever, but they've lost that emotional oomph that you used to get when you watched the beginning of, say, Hill Street Blues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where there's all that jazz going on, and I mean jazz visually, and then the garage door opens and that car comes up and there's the melody. You know, or West Wing, after the teaser, you know, the bunch of scenes setting the show up, and then they crossfade into that wonderful, wonderful theme. You just don't get that anymore. It's just not there. So a good producer will realize that even at the if it comes at the expense of, I have to cut off 15 seconds of voiceover, let's really sock it to them emotionally and put something in their heart. It does a lot more than voiceover. One of the famous jingle writers in New York, sadly, who I can't remember because I've had too many snow caps, his tagline for his business, and he took out a 2-page double truck ad in the New York Times once, I remember this, and it said, "Nobody hums the announcer."
Right.
His name underneath it. And it's true. Absolutely true.
For more on BJ Lederman, see our article, BJ Lederman, Rocking the Bottom of the Dial, at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. While you're there, you can hear 2 full-length song demos, get BJ's tips on songwriting, and learn what he thinks podcasting will do to radio. You've been listening to Digital Media Insider, the official podcast of the O'Reilly Digital Media site. Visit us at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y. And let us know what creative technologies you'd like to explore. Incidentally, I wrote this theme music using software that I learned about while editing articles for the site. See the show notes for links. For O'Reilly Digital Media, I'm David Bettino.